As is very well known, there was a tremendous, strong, deep kesher, deep bond between Rav Shalom Shvadron and the Kron Mishpacha. The father of Rav Pesach Kron, Rav Kalman Kron, their father had used to bring Rav Shalom Shvadron to stay in his house when he used to come to America on behalf of Pe'ilim. And then after he was Nifter, he continued staying by the Kron Mishpacha. Rav Kalman Kron, Zechareinu Livracha, said a hesped in Beis Medrash Gavoy of Lakewood after Rav Shalom Shvadron was Nifter. And he said the following story, which made a great impression on me. He said that Rav Shalom came, his mother was a fresh almana, and Rav Shalom came to them for Pesach. And he led the Pesach Seder in their house. Now imagine what that was. Their father was no longer alive now. And Rav Shalom Shvadron, he sat ahead in the head of the table, and he led the Pesach Seder. And it was going beautiful. The children were saying Divrei Torah. And Rav Kalman Kron started to get a little nervous because he saw that the kids were saying a lot of Divrei Torah and the time was ticking. And he saw that at the rate they're going, they're not going to make to be able to eat the Afikomen before Chatzais. And he was sure that Rav Shalom Shadron is very makbid to eat the Afikomen before Chatzais. So he started telling the children that they should, you know, take it easy on the Divrei Torah now. We have to, whatever, because we have got to start hurrying up to be able to finish the Haggadah, to be able to get up to the Afikomen before Chatzais. So Rav Shalom stopped him. He said, no, we're not worrying about Chatzais. Everyone, say all the Divrei Torah they have. Later, the next day, Rav Kalman Kron said, he asked Rav Shalom, just as Takis, Rav Shalom is not makbin on eating the Afikomen before Chatzais. Rav Shalom Shadron answered him the following penetrating insight. He said as follows. He said, I usually am makbin to eat Afikomen before Chatzais. The whole mitzvah of eating Afikomen today is midrabana. It's a mitzvah midrabana. Now, to eat it before Chatzais is not pashat. It's a suffix. So it's a suffix. Derabanan. It's a suffix in a derabanan. If you have to eat Afikomen before Chatzais. That's why there are some that are megal, some that are banan lekula, but we try to do it. He says, your mother was sitting there having such enjoyment that all her children are saying over all the Divrei Haggadah, all the Pshatim on the Haggadah. She was having such a nachas and such a simcha. They don't have a father, and they're sitting to Rav Shalom Shvadron from Yerushalayim, and they're saying over all the Divrei Torah on the Haggadah. She's having such a nachas and such a simcha. If I would cut it short and take away some of that satisfaction from her, that would be a suffix of being over an iser da iraisa, of being mitzayir and almana. When we have a suffix derabanan, eating afikomen before chatzais, first is a suffix da iraisa, furring the feelings of an almana. He says, of course, a suffix da iraisa is stronger than a suffix derabanan. I'm not coming to paskin here in this podcast. But this is something we need to internalize, that when we're dealing with someone's feelings, whether it's feelings of an almana, or feelings of a wife, or feelings of people, this comes into play. When we're dealing with sveikis in a derabanan, and we're dealing with a sofik derais of hurting someone's feelings, it comes into play, and we have to ask a real shaila. I'm going to tell you now an opposite story that happened, that I heard from the source. This past Pesach that just finished, that there was somebody who led a beautiful Seder, the first Seder, and the Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim was going so beautiful, he made a calculation to himself that Lemaisa and his family, they try to make the Afikomen before Chatzais, but they're not always makbid because it's a Safek and a Derabanan, and therefore he felt the Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the children was going so well, he made a decision that he's not going to be makbid by this time of Afikomen before Chatzais. And he told that to the kids, let's continue. And he did it regular, and he did Afikomen after Chatzais. That night, before he went to sleep, he saw that his wife looked bothered. He asked her, something bothering you? It was such a beautiful Seder. She said, in my house, I grew up, my father was always very careful to make Afikomen before Chatzais. I'm a little bothered we didn't do it. He said, oy vey, I didn't realize that. He says, tomorrow night, we're going to make Avigayim before Chatzos, no matter what. I didn't realize. And he told me the next night, he rushed up. No. Why, he said? Because, not because he made a decision that he has to eat Avigayim before Chatzos, which is something to Rabbanon, versus he felt, as see, Jesus Mitzrayim, giving the children attention, because that was the feelings of his wife. His wife was hurt not to make the Avigayim before Chatzos. That bothered her. That, or he's going into a Shiloh of Deraisa. I want to end again with this message. I'm not paskining for anyone. Everyone has to assess each situation. Like you see, there's two sides to the coin. You can get into the raises for that you have to have gotten for chatzos, not to hurt someone's feelings. But the question is, the point that we're bringing out is, you have to know when people's feelings are involved, there's a question that needs to be asked by a competent Rav to make sure we're not trampling on a deraisa because of a safek derabanan. May we always be zeicha, and Hashem always give us the seichel to do the thing that pleases Hashem.